We're recording here as well.
Why didn't you tell us this before we recorded?
I noticed it after I was editing that you guys just put the mic in your face instead of
this guy, man.
Just low level. People now can see you and can interact with your face if you do some weird
interact show. With my face.
Yes.
Okay.
They can see it and see your emotions, see how angry and how happy you get when people say weird shit. When I say,
do
weird
we look
shit.
Like we're sweating?
We probably look like we're sweating, but
there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Gee, we are.
I even took out the shorts. Fuck y'all. I don't care.
You home.
So I'm going to do this.
Survive.
We are the Three Angry Men. My name is Jeffrey.
Dunker.
Oliver. We all the way in it? It's going already.
It's
okay.
Going, it's going.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Heat wave here. Apologize.
I'm dying out here. Right?
We're going to have to
shit. Yeah.
See how we're going. Keep ourselves hydrated on this one.
Yeah. So, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B dropped WAP.
Look at Jeff.
A fire track.
No hesitation. No hesitation.
Did I tell you last time?
So this time I introduce it from the start. I tell you immediately
what
it's about.
Jeff don't want to hear nothing. Jeff don't want to hear nothing.
I tell you immediately what it's about.
Like last week, this week, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj dropped a video.
Jeff saw
visual
video.
On, but whatever.
Jeff saw the video.
They dropped WAP. They dropped it like a bomb
guy,
it is.
So
they dropped it like a bomb. Y'all seen the... Okay, I'm going to play
y'all see the video and change your life. Let's get into it, man.
This thing was... Just talk.
What are we doing? Because we don't want to. That copyright strike is going to be vicious. So we're just going to leave that alone. We played the song.
It's
going to
be immediate.
Thoughts on the song?
Yeah. It's
immediately.
Thoughts on the song?
The song is okay.
We heard it, right?
The song is okay.
I saw the visuals.
Yeah.
You forgot about it. Yeah.
I forgot about the song.
It's what it is. The visuals, though, I think this music video is just. They really took their time, made a good video.
Yeah, you can play it silent, right?
Yeah, I can play it in the background.
So take the sound off.
Yeah. So they...
Sounds on.
Yeah, you don't hear it, so it's fine. They really took their time with this video.
You see how that statue is even them.
The 3D
but
stuff.
But a lot of it is green screen, though.
Yeah, of course.
All going to be green screen.
They probably did a lot of it Corona time.
High production value, though.
Yeah.
I think they're probably only with each other in limited scenes to make sure that they don't spread... Shit, yeah.
The budget on this, though, wow.
They got a lot of effects people working overtime. The animals in it, all digital, like the snakes and stuff. Yeah, no, they did.
This actually reminds me of the video clips that used to be on the telly, like way back, man. Like the Aaliyah times. Yeah, TV.
Look at these dudes doing a music video analysis. Get into the shits, man. Get into the shits.
They look beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just told you to get into it, and you just said they're beautiful. That's all.
That's all you've got.
That's all?
But the song is okay.
The song is just okay. It is not... That great. I can play a real quick part.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You really can't.
Yeah, it's not.
That's done.
The song
Megan's
is very
versus,
okay.
Megan is great on this. That's
what her verse? What?
Everything. The whole situation.
Yeah, no.
I know you didn't listen to the verse though.
The verse was fine. He didn't hear the song.
I did hear the verse.
He didn't hear the song.
Yes, I did.
I should have played.
Name one word she said.
WAP.
They didn't say WAP at all.
What do you mean?
Yes.
That was Cardi, though. That wasn't Megan.
I'm allowing it. So what do we need Kylie Jenner in there for?
This is weird.
This is super awkward.
Yeah.
Too. Like, she's looking
at me. It's also in a music break. It's in a break before they release
it. There's a whole break in the song.
Yeah, it's really unnecessary.
And she just goes into a room.
Yeah, and then they continue. Like,
paid her a couple mil to walk, look into the camera, and walk into a room.
Yep.
They have a lot of cameos in it near the end. A bunch of people. We saw Normani, Rosalia.
High production music video. High quality.
Very, very much so.
I like that, and I really do mean this, though. I like the fact that they incorporated a lot of dance in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't see that nowadays anymore.
They put in some real effort.
In music videos.
Yeah.
Hip-hop music videos. You don't see they don't dance no more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought that was dope that they did that. Sort of, you know, also pushes the...
The envelope?
The idea that it's a dance song, so people will dance to it.
Yeah.
Get those dance videos. There ain't no strip clubs, right? Are there strip clubs open?
But no, I don't know.
I would not think so. Probably. America's doing America.
Somehow. Very well said. And let's leave it at that also.
Yeah.
America's going to do America. That's right.
But this is a Cardi B song.
This is a Cardi B song. Yeah. Okay.
It is a Cardi B song. Megan Thee Stallion is featured.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a good start to a new album or something like that? Like,
what's Cardi B finna do?
Very good, actually. You think?
It
sets the tone, yeah.
I don't think the song is good enough for that. The video.
Listen, I haven't heard the song.
You heard the song.
I didn't really listen to the song. Okay. I saw the videos.
I don't think.
Be honest, like, what do you remember? Like, one of the lyrics.
She said, wet.
This guy.
I really genuinely tried to figure out what that is.
You just made my point, man.
Jesus Christ, man. She said wet. Unbelievable, man.
No. This guy.
I like it really what they did here with the visuals. The effort that was put into the art direction and costume design is stellar. Yep. Choreography is good. The song itself, you know what it is? It's kind of just, to me, it's a little generic. That's what it is. It's like a standard...
It's not that special.
No, it's not a standout track for me. And unlike songs that Cardi B has done before, it's not like a standout. Like the
she has done a few before an album or whatever happened, whatever era she went in. That some of the songs were just really, really good. This feels like, yeah, maybe this is a Lucy. Maybe this is just one day throw out.
How many?
I don't think this is a Lucy.
How many views we had though?
60 million.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was released when?
7th of August.
7th of August. Three days ago. Okay. 3 days ago from recording.
Look, man.
Tell me. No, just tell me.
It's Cardi B, though.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
I understand it.
I think the combination, Cardi B.
Oh, hell yes.
This combination is strong. And we should talk about Meg Thee Stallion as well. Because right now she has had a feature with Beyonce.
Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardi B. That's big. That's like a big set. If she can get one with Rihanna, she has all the Infinity Songs.
Let's
This guy, man.
No, Jeff woke up to do this.
Y'all think I'm not ready?
Jeff is here for it today.
Y'all think I'm not ready?
Well, hold on. Let's get into the shit. Yeah. You know what it is, though, right?
What's this guy?
You know what it is.
Talk to us.
Very attractive woman.
Yes.
And let me be clear, because we had a whole pre-production discussion. Mm-hmm. Well, leave that alone.
We're going to not repeat that.
No, it's too much. But look, I look at it like this.
You're so careful.
Come on. The thing with her is she's very attractive, but she can actually rap.
Yeah,
Oh, God.
But you hear this song as well. As much as we didn't listen to the song, on this song she had a few.
She can really rap.
You heard
like,
her rap, yeah.
She's like the whole really good. Like the like not just.
Have you ever talked about Megan Thee Stallion? Though?
We have.
Yeah.
No, but even if you see her like perform, I watched her Tiny Desk performance.
Yes, very good.
It's a live performance.
Yes, yeah. That stuff was very good.
Very good. It's like she's on point. On you see, this is someone who really knows how to rap. It's not just. It's not someone who was doing something else and then did this to monetize it.
Yeah, yeah.
No disrespect to people who did that, because that is another bag. That's another skill to be able to market yourself and present. That has its value.
Yeah.
But you can tell there's that difference. I think then at the end of the day, if you're in the music industry, in the long run, the music has to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still believe that. Like all this shit is going on with people cheating and fake numbers and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, when the sound hits people's ears, it has to do something.
Yeah.
I still believe that. I don't know. Maybe some people are more skeptical. I still believe that. I think she has that capability. So I think that's why she's going so fast.
Definitely.
I didn't like Hot Girl Summer.
No?
What?
I didn't like Hot Girl Summer.
Oh, no. That was not. The one with Trey Songz.
What's a huge song?
Or Tory Lanez.
Ty Dolla
Sign. Ty.
The other shit.
T.
Mixing all of them.
That one was not. Yeah. It got her the Nicki feature, though.
Well, it was a huge song, also. Yeah. Probably one of her bigger songs, but I don't like it. It's weird.
To be honest, I don't think it's that
demographic
important nowadays, though. Like, being able to rap.
No, but that's the big plus about her.
But that's definitely the big plus.
That's why probably she is.
I think that's
this
why
good
she gets respect from, and why she sticks around.
Maybe I didn't mean it. It's musically inclined. Like you can tell this is someone who really knows and understands music.
She can make a good song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And can perform it also really well. Yeah. Whereas a lot of these.
Can you name one?
Who?
Can you name one?
One person who.
Specifically?
Of her?
Yeah, it's like somebody to have something.
I was
going to
say, well, if you look at some of the Dolls. What's
Cat. No, the two girls.
City Girls.
Them as well. They can rap.
Can they though?
I see what you mean.
It's not this.
No, but I'm not. She, among the new female rappers that are pretty big now, mm-hmm. she is really like the forefront in terms of rapping ability. Mm. I think at least I need to maybe hear more female rappers, but
it was a combination of what I was saying though. I was saying it's not just that, it's the combination of you're very attractive mm-hmm. by average societal standards and so forth, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but you could also rap, whereas. Yeah. That has always been there's been a sort of line where she can just make a good song. Yeah, whether it was always been a line like either you were gonna be the female hip hop artist that did the sexual thing, mm-hmm. or you were gonna be the female hip hop artist that did the rappity rap thing.
You have Dream Doll. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's one of the dolls.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean dolls? What?
Dream doll.
They're multiple dolls.
Dream dolls.
There's one of the multiple dolls.
Yeah, she was on Love and Hip Hop and
yeah,
shit.
That's the dolls.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, one of them. Anyways, she looks. When we look at the standard societal standard.
Oh, he's gonna. He's gonna do the societal standard.
Yeah, exactly.
You see how I go?
I put out one look.
That is that kind of.
It's the same. It's the same bet.
But anyways, so. She looks attractive and she can also spit, but she's not at that level. And
can
she was she can spit.
I think the distinction about Tory. No, I think the distinction we need to make
she
here.
She had a diss track on Tory.
How's her foot?
What?
How's her foot?
That's not Dream Doll, that's Megan.
Yeah, but still. I figure y'all here just shooting girls in the foot. No?
Okay, you want to jump into that?
Because okay. She just had this whole traumatic experience.
This is a
when was this comment. When was this made? When was this record you got before?
This
or after?
Was before. Come on, before. I don't see you limping.
Oh, okay.
Yo, we on.
How many minutes? It's not funny. It's not funny what she went through. Not funny. And to me, Tory Lanez, it's canceled until further notice. I'm serious.
No, seriously. That was some foul shit.
Tory Lanez is canceled until further notice. Until I clearly am told that he's innocent. But I don't see how he would be. Because you had gone.
This
clearly shot.
Yeah,
you were the only people in the car. We can do the math.
This was clearly shot before. All that happened. I think so.
I would assume so. But then I'm thinking also just in terms of like, does she, because a song drops, okay, video drops, it's huge. You still need to be out there. You still need to promote it, push it.
But you don't you can do that from your iPhone. With the coronavirus, you can get away with it a lot easier.
If it wasn't for coronavirus, she would have to move around with it.
100%.
That would be an issue, a little tricky. Yeah.
So maybe this is a good look for an easy way for her to get that.
Yep.
Maybe
positive. Yeah. Move it away from that whole negative conversation to something positive without having to train herself.
But it's Cardi's song.
She's okay to what they said,
but it's Cardi's song though.
Yeah. Thank God.
Right. So she's Cardi should be pushing it more than
no. But Cardi's moving towards something. You don't drop a song like this with a video like that.
I think it's more the video that
it's Anaconda 2.0 in it.
It's definitely Anaconda 2.0.
Y'all remember when Anaconda dropped?
That was something. Where was I?
I know.
Where was I? No, I'm trying. I think I know where I was, but yeah.
You were alone for sure. Definitely in private.
There's even this wax figure of Nicki. From the Anaconda. Yeah.
Amsterdam?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That would be a special.
She's known for that.
Are y'all hyped for a Cardi tape, mixtape, something?
Not really.
Does this hype you up?
He don't really fuck with Cardi like that. Let's keep it.
We already talked about
it. He ain't really with it.
We know.
What are you talking about? I like Cardi.
He don't like anybody.
In an early episode, you were angry.
You
know,
I like
Cardi.
You don't like anybody.
What? I like Cardi. Right.
You even saying name wrong. Cardi.
Cardi.
Not a fucking name.
Cardi. Cardi B.
Cardi. Okay.
It's Cardi B. It's Cardi
B. Hey, yo. So anyways, man.
All right, let's.
Anyways, man. I mean, the song. I hope we get that. You know, another song that's more, that has a little bit more,
What do you expect?
I want Cardi to do bars like she did on Bodak Yellow or something like that.
Okay.
She can drop this. This is good.
Something like that.
More, just,
you know,
give us a, like, you do the, this fun stuff, this crazy stuff, and then also show some bars, and then I'm hyped for whatever.
She always gives that, right?
Definitely. She always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if this, which one is this? Was if this is the mainstream, the pop single, I don't know. I'm not seeing that going.
But would we be mad if she gives us?
Maybe I'm wrong.
If she gives us some growth, but would we be mad if she gives us some growth though?
What kind of growth she gonna give you?
You mean like some diverse?
You wanted to rap about being a mom or something? Like what do you?
I don't know. Like something. Like would we be mad? Like
would appreciate it.
Of course we would.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Definitely. If she decides in one song she's gonna talk about owning stuff, being a mom, caring for her daughter, like all that, just adult stuff.
That's a mad tracklist though.
That would be dope. No. Honestly, that would be dope.
See, Jeff is a dirty dude, man. How you gonna go from WAP to like, yo? So you know, I'm really out here trying to take care of my kid, and it's a transition.
It's a thing.
Hey, yo, man.
It's a thing.
Jeff is also
so.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying that that's a crazy.
So deal. Drake has been.
Oh, you want to get it?
This guy.
Drake has been.
You forgot about the Tigers.
This guy.
The Tigers.
You forgot about the Tigers, man.
Oh,
you see, this is the problem. This is the problem in our society that we're not paying attention to the Tigers in the music videos and making sure that they're okay. That's really what the problem is.
Yeah, right? Carole Baskin doesn't like the Tigers in the music video.
So, well, Jeff, you could do a better job than that. So, Carole Baskin also.
I did just what you're doing.
No, I'm not done doing
guy,
it.
This guy.
Carole Baskin, known from the Netflix documentary Tiger King, the arch nemesis of, what's the guy's name again? Ooh. Joe. Oh, man, how are we spacing on the Tiger King dude. Y'all know him. We're spacing on his name. Just go look it up. Anyway, his arch nemesis that he supposedly tried and killed, which he's now locked up for.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, man. This dude.
You ask for it.
Yeah, they say he's coming out, right?
Is he coming out?
They should try and get him out.
The person is.
They are definitely going to do a part two of Tiger King.
There's a movie coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that crazy lady.
Was it Nicolas Cage?
If you remember, yes, it was. If you remember the documentary, the crazy lady who was the arch nemesis of Joe Exotic, who was doing the same thing he was, but then not paying people for it, and killed her husband.
Yes. Supposedly saving the cats.
She's now criticizing she wrote a statement to Billboard criticizing WAP by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion for, what is it, promoting. I was happy to see that it does appear to all be photoshopped. It didn't look like the cats were really. See, first of all, I hate people who say the cats, bitch. Like, what do you mean the cats? It's just the cats.
Yo,
get the fuck out of here, man. Just call them what we.
Tigers.
You're trying to use industry language now, honestly. Like you're some type of expert. The cats, man. It didn't look like the cats really in rooms where the singers, in fact, where to sit with the singers. They're rappers, but all right. In fact, probably most rooms were photoshopped in by a green screen. That being said, you have to pose with a wildcat in front of a green screen to get that image. And that doesn't happen in the wild. No shit. She pointed out about the scenes with a cheetah and a tiger in WAP. That's still very wild to read. Baskin continued, it can happen in sanctuaries like ours where cats have plenty of room to sanctuaries like ours. So now you're doing the plug real quick.
Yeah.
The promo.
It's always the plug. She's always.
No, but this is promo.
This is promo.
That lady, she knows
she's big. She saw some tigers in the video and thought, oh, This is my moment.
No, she bought his zoo. She has his zoo now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, she has his zoo.
Oh, so now she's promoting two zoos.
Basically. Yeah, she has his fucking
thing. I haven't watched the documentary.
You should watch that shit. It's some dumb, man, wild shit.
But if you watch that shit, you can see the vision from the beginning. She plotted all of this.
This is a long-term vision. She wants all the cat sanctuaries in the whole United States to be hers.
It can happen in sanctuaries like ours, where cats have plenty of room to avoid a green screen, or would shred it if offered an access and could die from ingesting it. Okay, that tells me they probably dealt with one of the big cat pimps, all right, who makes a living from beating, shocking, and starving cats to make them stand on cue in front of a green screen in a studio. That's never good for the cat. The worst part is that it glamorizes the idea of rich people having tigers as pets, like you do. That makes every
literally talking about herself.
That makes every ignorant follower sorry want to imitate by doing the same. After tigers are too old for pay to play sessions by people like Joe Exotic, Bag of Van Antle, yeah, Mark McCarty, Mario. You don't have to all mention. They become a liability instead of an asset. While I think most are destroyed behind closed gates at that point.
Oh, so basically, she's like sitting on.
She's saying, my cats, my tigers are.
Billboard has reached out to a rep for Cardi B for comment. Man, fuck you. Cardi B has made her love of Tiger King known before, but pledged support for Joe Exotic, who is currently serving a 22-year federal prison sentence for the attempted murder of. How do you get 20 years for attempt? I don't know the law.
He was also harassing her and other stuff, so that it cannot be
He really just asked for it.
Yeah.
He really
put him in that situation. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We care?
No.
All right. I'm done.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah.
She plugged in some. Could you scroll up? What were they saying there? They were saying something about it. Cardi B and Mason share what behind the scenes footage. Do we want to see the behind the scenes?
This guy.
Yes, we do. I'm dead ass. Now. Where's the behind the scenes footage?
This is the. Oh,
can you play this with
the audio?
Yeah.
Scared of the snake.
Make it. And I was like, I don't know, bitch. You said you wanted these snakes. You asked for this. You wanted these motherfucking snakes, bitch. So we about to lay in these motherfucking snakes, bitch. And that's what we did. She was scared as hell. But bitch, the way she had to be gangster with them snakes, cause she wanted them, we had to get through that shit. I wasn't about to play with her ass with them damn snakes. But yeah, I had
hilarious.
So yeah, that's WAP.
Is that the behind the scenes?
That's the only thing
I think just
shared here.
Past it, but whatever.
No, that was a music video itself.
I swear I seen her too in a TV show I'm watching.
What, Megan?
Yeah, Good Girls. I think she's in there.
I want to know.
I'd have to look that up. Anyways, dope.
Yeah, no.
This is the footage.
Jeez. This is the pictures of the
pictures
snakes.
Pictures of the snakes. There we go.
The snakes they were chilling with.
Oh, okay.
This is a huge ass snake.
So the snakes were real.
Yeah.
Snakes were not photoshopped.
Not all of them though.
Oh, that's more footage. Yes.
They were lying with the snakes for real.
Then my verse come, that's my solo scene. Then your verse come, that's your solo scene. Then we put back choreography.
I love seeing shit like this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love seeing shit like this. It really shows.
You mean that she's the visionary. She's really the person behind it.
Well, we said that when we saw it. We said this has been thought through. This effort has been put into this. And I like seeing that. They have a fucking whiteboard up there and everything. That's where you know it's serious.
There's a meeting. Everybody's thing.
She's explaining how they're going to do it. It's dope. She's really, this is the growth.
Actually, yeah.
WAP is the growth.
Hey.
Is the growth.
It might actually be like she's now directing a little bit.
But it's a very well directed video.
Definitely.
I don't know if she... Oh, BTS coming soon. Real soon. Oh, dope. I'm going to sit down for that. Anyways.
Okay, now you can jump into your thing, man.
So, I'm letting him do this.
What? You let me? What do you want to let me do?
Movado.
Yeah, well, what, so? Because I said oi oi.
You don't want to introduce it?
So I'm the Movado guy because I said oi?
You're the Drake guy.
This is true. This is correct.
So,
Ben, people coming at the Six God once again.
Oh, this is wrong.
This time. Oh,
so you're introducing him like that? Okay, cool, whatever. Hey.
You want to, then don't ask me to do it. Then do it yourself. No, man. So let me see how we can take this from the start. Movado, dancehall artist, dancehall icon. Let's keep it a bean. That's true.
Definitely.
Came at Drake for some lines on the Only You freestyle he took offense to. He felt were directed at him. Criticizing Drake for being a culture vulture, the dancehall sound, dancehall culture. We've heard that one before.
And can you explain how this is not even logical? But okay.
Oh, no, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of that. But so it all began when a Canadian singer, he's a rapper. Okay. Seeing when he took shots at Movado. I don't like when he did.
Rapper, actor, singer. Yeah.
And Movado on his Only You freestyle with Heady One.
He referenced Movado's nemesis, Popcorn, and his hometown.
It's a Heady One song.
Cassava
right?
piece in this
Isn't
line.
Isn't it a Heady One song?
So the line.
With Pops calling Gaza, but not that Gaza, but still it's a Maza, and niggas want peace like cassava.
That's the line that Movado took offense with.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That one went over my head.
It definitely went over my head.
I don't understand.
So apparently Pops call is Popcorn, and it's because he references the Movado's hometown as well, cassava peace. Niggas want peace like cassava.
That is wild town names. Can we stand? Can we say that? You got one town called Gaza, another one called Cassava Peace.
Hey, they have everything there.
Man, okay. I did not know that. Like, I was really confused.
So, Movado reacted with a snippet of this song, Enemy Line. It's fire.
It's hard. I know. I ain't gonna lie. No, I'm fucking with it. I am fucking with it. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, so I'm gonna leave.
You guys are just going to pretend like you know exactly what he just said?
No.
Like, I listened to this thing. I was like, okay, so.
You wanna be a yard man?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but who's he talking about?
The yard man.
And he clarifies it in his Instagram caption.
Yeah, well, you have to look at it in context.
If somebody would just send me the song by itself, like, I would not know.
So I'm gonna. Do you want to take an attempt? I would butcher it. Should I take? Do you want to? You've never.
Yeah,
you take an attempt. Go ahead.
Give me glasses, please.
Oh,
I swear to God, give me please.
Yeah,
please.
Zoom it in. It's
already zoomed in.
Please, more. I swear, please.
All
right. Zoom in even further.
Oh, shit.
His eyes are shit. Man, give me this.
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Okay. So, okay, here we go.
Don't even try to sing it. Just say
so, you wabi like and try style the thing. Remember this dancehall on me playground? Dancehall is my job. I've been a superstar over 15 years and created countless hit songs in my genre while developing my unique Sing J style of which the new generation is all about today solidifying the craft. I'm going to try. You are not from dancehall. You have no power in dancehall. You see, now let's stop there. That is you have to understand that word power is not a joke in that culture. It means, you see, he capitalized. Yes. power with capital P is what he's saying.
So why isn't it? Can you explain?
He's trying to
him like you need to chill.
Not just power in terms of control. I think he's also saying, I think you also could see it as something like you don't have the sauce. You don't have the significance. You don't do it well.
Remember, this,
that's just what he's saying.
This scene is what is crazy.
In both ways.
In a good and
Yes, they about that life.
They are about
that
life.
You know how rappers pretend to be about that life?
Yeah.
They really about that life.
I only have to say Vibes Cartel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying anything else.
They really get involved. So okay. You have no power in dancehall, and everybody know who introduced you to dancehall, so don't feel like you can come disrespect Gully. Take that out your brain and don't tweet again.
Tweet.
So, are you going to be surprised that listeners are going to be like, oh, so he sounds like an Indian.
I mean, look, man, we did what we could do. I respect that.
And some next fuckery, and all now them catch up to the 876 God. Go hold one seat and a box of juice and hush your mouth over your unruly. Man is
Drake posting this is
what is 876.
He on a whole like. I don't know, he just goes up on a whole thing. Like, we're all supposed to know what he's talking about. He's catch up to the 876. I thought he's too far.
Yeah. He's also responding to this in Popcorn's live stream.
Yeah, so he wants to make sure all the dancehall fans can see.
That is why. Yeah. Popcorn is Movado's enemy, apparently.
Oh, really?
I don't know enough about that. That's what they just said.
They said that there.
So you respond there even? That's even wilder. Like,
Some boy love chat about Jadman and some next fuckery. And now all of them can catch up to the 876.
Do you really think Drake wrote this?
It's champagne poppy right there.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about like somebody else wrote it for him, and you know.
Oh, like he can't do that. No, I don't.
Come on, really? Some boy glove. What?
By Chubbs. Chubbs by wrote it.
OVO unruly.
OVO is unruly though. That is true.
Popcorn is signed to OVO, right?
Was he?
I think he was an affiliation. I don't know if he was signed to them. I don't know.
No, somebody else was good.
Can you look this up, please?
No, he's definitely not good music. It could be true. I know there was an affiliation.
He's recently, like 2 years ago, I think.
I think you're right. I think they 2 years ago. Like I know there's definitely that affiliation.
OVO sound. Labels.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. This thing. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And listen, man, Drake has shown. Well, before we get into that, let's address this tweet though, because it's not done. It's a direct post still. You see, how are you going to tell a man to hold a seat and a box juice? Hold one seat and a box juice. If someone tells me to hold a box of juice, we're fighting. Tell me to hold a box of juice. Fuck are you talking about? I'm a grown man. Fuck you talking to someone. Can't talk to people like that. No. And hush your mouth.
That's a wild shit.
OVO unruly.
Boy. So where does this go? What do you think takes this one?
I don't even want to...
Well, the dance hall story.
I'm not well versed in patois.
They can't do the reveal of his kid anymore because that's been done. So what kind of response you want to have now? Yo, if Drake does a dance hall diss track... That'll be fucking lit.
He'll be the legend.
Fully in that accent. Just do a whole thing. I'm buying that. I'm doing it. I'm here for it.
There'll be a problem.
Has it escalated? Where are we at with it? What's the status of it now? Is this the status of it?
I think that's it.
That's the latest. He responded. And that's the latest thing that happened.
On a more positive note, right? So you have... Yeah. You have... We have Popcorn, right? Popcorn, a few months ago, he did a feature with Davido, right? Do you guys think...
It's a while ago, Risky.
Hey, Risky. This is a while ago. A few months ago, right?
Last year.
Yeah, last year. A few months ago.
I don't know what type of...
Okay,
time
last year. All right.
All right. All right. 2022.
It's a recent project.
So, do you think this link up will also be with Drake?
He's been on the label for a while.
DeVito with Drake.
Oh, DeVito and Drake.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Oh, that would not be crazy. That seems like in the cards.
DeVito is Drake in Afrobeat music. Don't at me.
Whiskey.
This is a two-hour debate.
Okay, wait. You just know what it is. You like Whiskey a lot. I like Whiskey too. But he's not.
But I like DeVito as well.
But DeVito is on a different level.
Whiskey is on a different level as well.
It's not true.
DeVito made If. Do you know the slide?
What? It's not If.
This guy,
it's not,
man.
It's not if.
This, let me not get into
hey,
it,
hey,
no.
Hey, hey,
let me,
hey,
not,
hey,
let me not get into
don't
this,
get into
man.
It.
Let, don't get me into
no,
this.
I'm calling you right now.
Hey,
let me
hey,
not
hey.
Get into
we'll
this,
do, we'll do this in a different
let
episode. We'll take a full 2 hours.
You didn't make it. Just tell me what he meant. Okay, give me one song. Do a full 2 hours in one song.
I
just
want to
give me only in one song. Just give me one song.
When I get into this bag, man, I'm not done, man.
I just want to say, it's not that weird for Davido to do a feature with Drake, because he has done features with a lot of artists in America.
Look at
you
maintaining the peace.
I'm trying to maintain it. He did a feature with Chris Brown at some point,
schedule,
right?
Which is also phenomenal. Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah. So I don't. That would be fire. I'm curious.
It would be. Make a lot of sense.
Might be on the next album. Why not?
Could be on Drake's next album.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hopefully so. Like, yeah. That would be dope.
I would like
because he's probably going to add some Afro inspiration into the album
and dancehall now especially.
Despite, to be honest,
he would go far with that. It would be even dope if PopCon, Davido, and Drake were on one track together.
I do want to address this though. Okay. I do want to say this on this topic because it does frustrate me. All you people,
this guy. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. We talked about
the train
this.
Has left.
Yes,
yeah, train has left this. Yeah. There's no
can
there's
a conductor
nothing,
still.
No,
you
there's
know,
nothing to do
really?
About it. No, we're here already.
There's no, huh?
Let him go. Let
can't
him,
do.
Him go.
Here shit.
Let him go for a minute. Let him go for a minute.
All these people.
This guy, man.
That's right.
Real quick. This whole criticism of Drake being a culture vulture, it's a conversation. I think it's interesting for the conversation of what a culture vulture is. Because if to me, this is how I understand it. I'm curious what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, you're a culture vulture.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't find any affiliation with this culture, when we check your background, when we do the Googles, when we do the research, we don't see that acknowledgement of that culture in your private life or before you were famous or before you were public.
Yeah.
And then now you're coming into it at a time when it is profitable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a profit off of it.
Yes.
Vulturing.
Drake been doing the dancehall thing. Y'all don't pay attention. We were just talking about it.
Yeah.
First album.
Yeah.
Single,
yep.
Full on music video. There's a whole storyline in it, and then he gets kidnapped. Find Your Love, direct produced by Kanye West. Back when
I completely forgot about that.
Back when they still talked to each other. Find Your Love. It's not even like because it'll be one thing. Oh, but that was a B side. It's a full single.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like the
true.
Whole single.
That's true.
They go to Jamaica to shoot. So like you know, and then on Take Care, you have the song Take Care. It's a little bit more of a fusion, but it's still
with
that
Rihanna.
Sound. But it's still that sound. It's still a dancehall sound.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done songs like that with Rihanna. He's done how you suddenly go,
I
now
what you mean.
You're taking you're
but
he's been doing it. And when you trace where he's from, it also makes sense.
That part is what
that's
people
what I'm saying.
Always forget. Like when you trace where he's from, it makes sense, but it feels like it, like for instance, the grime.
People don't know Toronto. People don't know the Toronto.
That is the whole
scene,
problem.
You don't understand what's going on.
That's the whole problem. Nobody knows Toronto.
Can you explain the link between Toronto, Canada, with England?
With London.
Yeah. So Canada, and England are both part of the Commonwealth. Yeah. Commonwealth is this.
Are just part of the UK.
It's part of the kingdom of the United Kingdom. Royal family.
Yeah.
So the Queen of England is technically also the Queen of Canada. It's part of the same Commonwealth. What does that mean? One nation, they had the same colonies, and now they have the same migrant communities. So there's the same way you have a large Afro-Caribbean community in London, in the UK, where you get all this slang from that you hear. You have that same thing also in Toronto, because you have a lot of them there as well. And also a lot of African people, by the way. You have a community of African people in Toronto, Canada as well, right? So that whole culture is intertwined with the music culture, street culture. We see Party Next Door do it and we understand. He's from the same place and we get it when he does it. We see Tory Lanez do it too and we understand. So it's not just like he's the only one
I think
making it a thing.
I completely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So when I see that, and I hear how he is and who he is in terms of he really likes to draw from his city in terms of the sound and the music, it makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the thing that makes it a little bit messy for people and vague is when he also dives into grime the way he does. It makes sense. When you look at the connection like you just explained, it makes sense. But how he dives into grime, the specifics of grime that are really specific to London and to the UK, not only London, but just specific parts in the UK, it feels off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the same background, but the result should not be exactly the same. You cannot, like, it's easy to adapt. I agree with that. But it cannot be like you, it shouldn't, it feels wrong when you are just spitting and talking like a grime artist, exactly the same, with the same slang, while you guys have sat on different parts of the ocean. The backgrounds would suggest that a lot of the words and the slang is the same, but it cannot be that you just come into grime and then be okay with it like that. At least that's how it feels. But yeah, then again, should it matter?
It depends, again, on how you do it. Because that brings me to my next point. Y'all want to be mad at Drake. Where is this smoke?
That one hurts.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let people know.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No. Let the people know about
it. There's nothing that you can do about it.
The people should know about this.
Where is the same type of smoke for, well, multiple artists?
Just mention it, man. Just mention it.
Particularly Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the same smoke when the dude flies to Africa?
He went there one time.
Literally flies there to take the sound, takes the sound, brings it here, makes a number one hit. What did he do to give back to that sound? What did he do to give back to that culture? Who do we know because of him?
He didn't feature anybody.
Who did he give the look? And when we go,
he has only featured Burna Boy once.
And when we go,
and that's not on his own song.
And when we go do the Googles, what are we going? Are we going to find anything that makes sense?
No,
because I did my Googles.
Yeah,
I ain't find nothing that makes sense.
That makes.
If you listen to his first projects, very far away from all of that. So where does come from all of a sudden? But then you're gonna give him the cosign talking about own it. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when Drake do it, then we have a problem. That, you know, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here.
No, but that's why I completely agree. Cause if you show some appreciation, if you bring, you're a big star like that, if you bring somebody with you, all good. Do a feature.
Yeah.
Do a feature with a young guy. Mm-hmm. Let him get big on your name as well.
And it's about how you do it as well. If you take someone like
so how should he have
We'll take someone like Diplo. Yes. Diplo been doing the Major Lazer thing.
Major Lazer.
Way before.
And they're
not Diplo.
They're featuring
a lot of people.
Yeah, he's one of the main Diplo.
Major Lazer's three people.
Yeah.
But Diplo's the most famous one. He been doing that though. Before it was even, they made it a thing. It wasn't a thing. People didn't know about it.
They featured Brazilian artist you can imagine.
And they didn't do it.
And now with African artists, the same thing.
Yeah, and they didn't do it when dancehall and Usif was as hot as it is. They part of the reason that it became that.
Yeah.
And they put artists on. They put artists that I didn't even never heard of. I knew of because
for like the Scandinavian chick, like
but also a lot of
Afrobeat artists.
But
so that's what I'm saying. If you look at his background, you're like, no, you clearly have had an appreciation for this sound early on in your career.
Mm-hmm.
You've incorporated into the career really to do it for the sake of the music.
And then you can expand on it.
I don't have a problem.
You can expand it with Mo and do Lean On It and all those kind of songs.
But one song he did with Nasty C.
Yeah.
The one song, Particular.
That song was fire.
Right. Yeah, Jidenna and everybody on it.
Come on, man. Okay. He's putting people on.
Okay, that's fire.
But to what extent, though, do we accept them or accept a Tyrion, for example, when it comes to them developing themselves and the music style? So, because Ed Sheeran could have developed appreciation for
the joint. You're ripping the joint. You're ripping.
Like,
you're ripping.
The only thing that Ed Sheeran
could have done. You're ripping and vulturing.
There's only one thing that Ed Sheeran could have done.
Is it always vulturing?
Did it
though?
For the bag, fam. Mm-hmm.
The way he did it and the time he did it, yes.
Google.
If he did it.
I agree there. It's a little questionable. It's also just like the same thing as, okay.
Why? Because it's hot. So you just go do whatever is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how it feels. What is that?
If he did it way earlier or way later, like if he did that song about around now with a feature, he cannot do it alone. Mm-hmm. The first song he does cannot be alone. He needs to feature with an African artist. It should be the African artist's song. And he should
can you explain the idea why you should feature
he should bring up, he should, if he likes this
again, should let's be very clear, if you don't want to be a culture vulture,
yes,
yeah, if you just want to find be a culture vulture, this is your problem,
yes, yeah,
that's fine.
And so
that's
what's the idea behind that,
because if you're not a culture vulture, you care about the scene itself and you care, yeah, about the artists in it, so you want to, yeah, cultivate artists, yeah, you want to bring them to a new audience, yeah, that might like
Drake,
their music.
Drake signed Popcorn,
yeah,
Drake, yeah, giving, yeah, people looks, Drake giving people stages.
Drake, yeah. OVO has a whole
Popcorn
OVO
opens
and
the shows.
OVO
opens the shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
OVO and Boy Better Known are like collaborators. They hang out together. Mm-hmm. Like he has brought Dave to us. He helped.
Lot of people wouldn't know about Skepta if it wasn't,
you know, exactly.
People did already, mm-hmm, but that extra
overseas
look,
like
when it came to
the extra,
yeah,
look,
the
like in okay. Africa, most like a lot of people know these artists, but if Ed Sheeran was featured on the song, mm-hmm, some of these artists would go to China to other crazy places. I knew he was gonna say that.
A little far with that one.
But people
like, even for me, you were reaching, man. That's reaching.
You
want
to go to Japan then?
People,
I'll take Japan. I'll take that.
People in Japan. People in
Germany.
In Australia,
that also works.
But people will know them if Ed Sheeran was featured on a song, and that is the hurtful part about this. Like,
you'll hear about them. Yeah, yeah.
If he features with somebody, mm-hmm, it's not on his own song. It's with Stormzy and it's with Burna Boy, who's already established everywhere.
Yeah.
Or everywhere. He's, yeah, already pretty big.
Yeah. Well, you ain't giving,
that's
nobody,
lazy.
You're not giving nobody no looks. You,
that's lazy.
Stormzy, mm-hmm, song.
Yeah.
And you see, that's where I go. Stormzy is the one who brings him in to do the song. That's what I'm saying.
But, mm-hmm, you do a whole album
that song
with features.
Been fine with just Burna Boy.
It would have been better with only Burna Boy, though.
I've heard versions.
Give him a bigger verse.
Like, yeah. There have been versions that without Ed Sheeran with African artists that are so good of that song. Mm-hmm. I'll let you hear it in after we record. Like these versions are way better than the original. But it's just nasty.
Chasing the number one.
It's just nasty.
Yo, man. Right now, man.
What if Brazilian right funk becomes a thing and Ed Sheeran makes a Brazilian funk song? Like,
it's fucking disgusting.
Like, he did a whole album with features. He features with multiple people, small and big in the UK and everywhere.
You're talking about his latest project. Okay.
One of his songs? Okay.
Yeah. And you don't put one Afrobeat-like song with a feature from somewhere in Ghana, Nigeria.
What did he put then?
He didn't do that.
Well, who are the features?
He put like UK people, American people, that stuff.
What kind of songs were it?
Just poppy songs.
Afrobeat.
No Afrobeat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you really care about it, you put one of those songs on it and you bring an Afrobeat artist
That's what I'm saying when I say we do the Googles.
Yeah.
We have to, you can see it through the, it's not just at one point, one
it's
time.
Trajectory
you can
of
see
a building.
It through their thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Rihanna is the same. Rihanna been doing that sound.
Oh, definitely.
It's not just since work.
But she's from there.
Yeah, but what's what I'm saying, yeah, still.
But
she is that sound.
But
she's
if you would not know it, you would also forget that she did it.
You forget because she does other things as well.
In the beginning, yeah, she was very dancehall, and then she did more poppy, more R&B, and then, yeah. Upon the Replay was
Upon
so
the replay,
early
that was the first hit.
I would also forget that she did that.
Yeah.
If I didn't know
she been
about
doing
it.
That sound. She been doing that vibe. But, you know, people, they don't do the reason. No, hold that same smoke for these other fucks, man. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
Let, you know, the 867 God, 875-123-45678 God, let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying?
You still have to explain that, though.
Next like, album coming out. Boy. I'm doing that now, by the way.
You're doing what?
I'm doing that. I'm just
gonna boy.
I'm doing it. I'm sold. I'm tapping in.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to make that. I think that's going to be a thing. I think the stock for that's going up. For sure.
We thank you for listening. We were the Three Angry Men. I'm Jeffrey.
Duncan.
Oliver.
And we see you next time.